Good Viber, and how are you doing today? So, in this podcast episode, it's been a while, but we're here back with a new episode called It's Driving Me Bananas, and I am actually very excited to do this episode because I wanted to talk about New Age spirituality and Christianity once and for all. Now, I respect and I love everyone's opinion, but I could not care less as it is not mine. And I need to be true to myself if I am to live on this earth as a vessel of pure love, light, joy, and peace. That is what I believe God has made me for. Now, in Christian community, Jesus Christ is the way to God. You must believe in him and that he has risen again, that he has died for our sins, and therefore our belief and faith in him washes away our sin and allows us to be born again. As we are living through the end times and we see that we have the New Age spirituality, my belief and suspicion with New Agers are that they believe that God is within them, as they are created from the same source that God made to create all beings on this planet, and therefore have innate access to the God-like powers and divinity that are within them. Ooh, I just see a black cat walking by. Very cute. Now, with this being said, I believe that we are living through the end times and that Jesus Christ is coming back for his bride as described in the books of Revelations and the New Testament. Now, this means that we are going to be seeing some miraculous wonders, the splitting of nations, which we are all seeing with divide and conquer psychological operation tactics that are being taken place right now. Now, before I go too much on a rant on that, I really just wanted to address that I believe God is coming back. Christ consciousness is growing, and it is growing in such a way where it's growing from all sides, and this is causing a lot of polarities between these belief systems as people are trying to save each other from something when there's really nothing to save each other from. This is all a part of the big divine plan. Now, I think that Christ is coming back as the Antichrist for his wife. And why do I think that? Well, bride in Hebrew is supposed to mean to make perfect or complete, whole. And I think that Christ is coming back to create the whole. He washed away our sins, now he's going to show them again. This is the day of judgment that we are living by. If you judge other people, then as a law of attraction, which is a wonderful thing, if you judge others, then you are judging yourself. And this is just one of the many, many ways that we are seeing and living through Revelations. Now, this is not to shut down anyone's belief systems, but literally coronavirus, corona, crown in Latin and other languages, crown chakra is opening up. We are getting literally, our vessels are opening up to receive God, to receive the divine consciousness that is within all beings. That is what's happening collectively on the planet. You think that quarantining was just to keep everyone safe, but in this space, we now are actually evolving. And I know that it's not something that is really that, it's really looked down upon, let's say in the Christian community, not so much in the New Age community or science, but we are actually evolving to receive. And when I say evolving, this is something that we always had. Just like tadpoles turn into frogs, they already had this. God created them that way. So there are no mistakes. It's literally all the same. So yes, our crown chakra is opening up, allowing for major downloads, but this is also making manifestation times shift to a lot of a shorter time spectrum, and time itself is becoming something that is elucidatory to many people, including myself. With this being said, we are all getting this opportunity or this choice to look for this higher being, this oneness source, this creator of all things, and connect with them in a more direct sense. This is something that I fear, and again, I'm coming from a place of fear when I say this, could possibly be being oppressed during this time as higher agendas such as the, I quote, Elite, I end quote, want to oppress and keep people away from realizing the own divinity that is dwelling within them, because that will destroy the whole control construct that they put into place. So there is going to be a polarizing kind of energy that I am sensing happening. Now, with this being said, back on Christians and Jesus. Now, Christians are Christians because they believe Jesus Christ died for their sins and has allowed them the opportunity to be born again. And they believe and will say, all of them, do you believe Jesus Christ is your salvation and savior? And I understand that a lot of them believe that it is to kneel down to Jesus and to see them as the, us as the sheep, and he is the shepherd. And in a way, that is very, very true. Jesus Christ did tremendous things. He literally got crucified from the really corrupt Roman government during the time because they understood that he was literally divine consciousness in a human body, and they could not allow such a being with such miraculous wonders to destroy the mindsets of fear and control that they had. The Roman government worked so effortlessly to create. So they literally crucified Jesus, and guess what? This dude literally rises up 3 days later to just give the biggest fuck you to that government and political group. And that is when Christians were born. So, well, the religion Christianity was born, and we can also see that that literally shifted the consciousness timeline from AD to BC before Christ. So this is really, really intense stuff. And though a lot of people do not like how Christians push their own views on them and condemn them for the actions that they're doing, I understand that many Christians are doing this from a place of love and reverence, and they want to make sure that these people understand God's ways. But truly, it is not our ways, but his ways, and his ways are not known unto man. So I'm just chilling, and I do not see a problem with New Age or Christianity. I'm coming from a place of both of them, which is what it is. I'm an extremist in both of them, and I believe God made both of them for a reason, and I'm saying this for a reason. So moving on, my belief system is always changing. I believe when Christians say, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the way to our salvation, that in him we can, be born again? And I see it as Jesus Christ literally was a vessel that did not come about like normal man comes around when two, a semen and an egg are hatched, but literally was birthed from a virgin. He is very unique and shows that the divine consciousness literally came down, seated his soul amongst men to experience humanity firsthand so that they were able to erase and release sin. Now, why do I believe a little bit, I won't say differently, I do believe that Jesus Christ is the way to our salvation, because Jesus Christ was a man and he left a energetic signature. He left an energetic frequency left, okay? A lot of people will call it high vibe. They will say this is so high vibe, or you just need to raise your vibration if you want to manifest easier. And they're not entirely wrong, but I don't know if they really know what that means. High vibe means that the frequency that you are perceiving, the understanding and love that and the merging of this oneness source consciousness, which is ever present in every moment, this God consciousness that is literally the creator of all beings, is the highest of vibrations, because it is all possibilities at once. When you are increasing your vibration, you are increasing the probabilities, and I think your connection to this source. Now, God put Jesus here on earth, right? He literally took a piece of flesh, a piece of earth, and we know flesh is usually associated with death and sin. He took that piece of flesh, which had that typical, as you could see from the Roman government at the time, very, very corrupt energy that was present on the earth, and he took it and he shifted timelines. He gave an energetic signature, a fingerprint, if you will, for all beings that are aware of this consciousness to lead and to, I want to say, embody. Embody is the best word. So that we may embody Christ by allowing ourselves to connect with the energetic signature and frequency that he left on earth. That is what I believe. And Christ just simply stated he is just doing the work of his Father. He did not try to convert anyone, nor did he say anyone was a sinner. In fact, the lowest of the sinners were able to come up to him, and he was able to cleanse away any and all of their sin, pain, and regret with simply a look or a touch of his garment. So that is where I draw the line between some Christians who really push this idea, and I understand that this is me coming from my own judgment place, that I don't like when Christians judge others for their other practices, whether they believe it's demonic or not something that's in the Bible. I believe every being is playing out the roles that God has put forth to them, and they are doing the best that they can. So I also believe that Jesus Christ is the way to God, because they left a literal frequency, a signature, an energy imprint on the earth, and this 3D flesh realm that we are able to embody so that we may commune with God. So, yeah, I think that this is becoming more and more ever present. People are becoming more aware of this connection, and what they do with it now is determining the judgment time. When you realize that you are a divine vessel connected to the ever-present infinite creator source that has created the universe and all beings and things that we can and cannot imagine, then it is up to you what you do with that information and how you act. This is judgment day, and it is up to you to how you allow yourself to use this information. Do not be deceived or afraid. You are protected, you are loved, and you are divine. You are a child of God, you are a child of this world, and together you are given the opportunity. And if you're listening to this, there is no consequence. I am so thankful that you heard this message. Know that it was meant to reach you. Know how special everything really is. There really is no difference between all of these ideas. They're all meant to be here for a reason. And I bid you a peaceful rest of your day. Namaste.